Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What's up, guys? Here for round two. And, like, is there anything more fitting than starting a show and get 3 minutes in and then somebody give you the emergency phone call that cuts you out of your recording thing? It's just what 2024 is. It's what this season has been. I'm thankful the season's over. Very thankful. So sorry if you were with us for the first part of the show, and for the audio listeners, you guys have no clue. You're none the wiser, but everybody's safe. Everybody's good. I'm here recording from a different venue, just making sure this is everything goes well. Anyway, Niners lose, terrible game. I lost a lot of respect for certain players and certain coaches that kind of mailed it in. I think the film, whenever I go through the all 22, and we do that on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon, like, I'm going to be very, I don't know. I'm not going to hold back. I want to show the business decisions for what they were. And the few things that I really wanted to see coming into this game were just, it was simple. I wanted to see the young players get a chance to play. A lot of that did happen. And I wanted to see the players who had heart, that were bought in, that play for pride, that play for the jersey, the name on the front of their chest, not so much the one on the back. And it was just, a lot of people didn't have that. And it sucks even worse whenever you have a guy like Juwan Jennings, who is the epitome of this team on the offensive side. I think Dre Greenlaw, defensive side. And then you have Juwan Jennings on the offensive side. Literally got kicked out for being too physical in football, just blocking too hard. Like, that's what it was. And especially whenever he was only, I think, 25 yards shy of hitting 1,000 yards. And I just – there's certain players that you just fall in love with that – whether you're a football fan in the 60s, 80s, 90s, you know, to 2020, a player that just transcends, you know, all these different time periods because of the physicality and the way in which they play. And I think the fact that we ended the season without Dre Greenlaw, without Juwan Jennings, without even Talanoa Hufanga, I'm repping the jersey today, he didn't make it through a half. And the injuries, even to the young players, we had three rookies that got injured, that didn't get to finish playing in this game, which hurts even more. So the injuries are huge. The heart's terrible. You give up 47 points to a terrible offense and a terrible team. And you just didn't show – you didn't show heart. You didn't show that. The few things that I could say that I'm like, man, what are the positives? One, you locked up the 11th draft pick. That's where you are. So you're not quite type 10, but you're right out there. You're going to be able to get somebody – that is a stud at that point, whether it's an offensive line, defensive lineman. Definitely shouldn't even look at any other position besides those two in the first round. We'll spend a lot of time in the offseason doing that. What's up, guys? So you just got to kind of focus on that and kind of go forward. Thanks, man. Take care, bro. We'll spend a lot of time talking about that. Other things that I thought were interesting is Nick Sorensen continues to show his ass, just how terrible he is. He is the worst defensive coordinator that has ever been with the 49ers in their history. I truly do believe that. You really went from the number one fourth quarter defense to dead last. You gave up back-to-back 40-point showings. He's terrible. He's awful. The special teams coordinator, Brian Snyder, continues to suck. Everybody has successful fake punts against us. You have missed kicks. You have more penalties on kickoff. You have more penalties on kickoff return. Just awful, awful, awful. So, like, it's time to clean house in the coordinator position. And I know a lot of people are going to criticize Shanahan for that. And I think the number one thing that Kyle Shanahan deserves criticism for is loyalty to bad coaches and to bad players. Jake Brendel, Aaron Banks, Jordan Elliott. You saw Jordan Elliott get pancaked by a backup offensive guard on the last, you know, that 70-yard run at the end. And just, like, just lay there. But he's put up bad tape all year round. And what did Kyle Shanahan say about him? Our best run defender? Like, you got to be kidding me. I wanted to see young players. Now, you got to give Jordan Elliott some credit. He's a vet. He's still in there in the fourth quarter in a meaningless game. But if you're not going to play – let's get somebody out there that wants to play. And he did not. It was very, very obvious. Yes, criticize Shanahan for the loyalty, all those things. And, again, I'm going to say this. And I know this is going to bother a lot of people. Injuries are not the reason why this team is where it is. I don't care how you play if the certain trends that you do defensively and special teams-wise – abandoning the running game. You saw how good Patrick Taylor Jr. was today, over 100 total yards. Dude was killing it. Should have been way higher on top of the depth chart. Should have been way on top of Isaac Grindo. It's not even close. Now, I know Grindo has the potential and all those things, but I'm sorry. There is somebody that can be a positive and not make so many mental errors. That's a big deal. Patrick Taylor deserved to be higher on this depth chart all year. Now, should he have been ahead of Mason or CMC? God, no. But that dude, you saw it today. And the offense was humming. It went really well, especially in the red zone. You had the turnovers. That was an issue. But, you know, you turn the ball over. You never force turnovers. That's huge. You had so many mistakes on special teams. That's huge. The injuries definitely matter as well. But, again, that's not the issue with why this team is so bad. You have a foundation built, and yeah, you're going to get a lot of these players back that are healthy, but man, you're just not where you need to be from a foundational, like, this is who we are, this is our identity. You've got to get away from those players that don't fit. And I think that we have a lot of those. I really, really do. And so you've got to be able to fix that and find a way just to keep your guys that are your guys that fit what you want to do. And I just really don't think the Niners have prioritized that. Literally didn't draft one defensive lineman. We don't have defensive ends. We don't have defensive tackles out there. Like, they're the two shallowest positions on our team. And our foundation was built through the trenches. And now we're not doing that. Now, the one thing that I am excited about, and probably the number one positive, is Ricky Pearsall. Not a perfect game. That interception, he definitely could help, didn't help us out on that one. But love that he got a touchdown. I told you guys, my number one bet that I bet, the biggest bet I had all year, was Ricky Pearsall over 33.5 yards. He hit that. That was huge. And even though the Niners are out, there is still going to be betting going on over at my bookie with the 12 Days of Christmas, which are not done yet.
While other books make promises, MyBookie delivers. This holiday season, the deck is in your favor with MyBookie's 12 Days of Christmas. Festive lineup and can't miss opportunities for bettors to cash in. Risk-free Thursdays, NFL bets that you could bet, and if you don't hit, guess what? You don't lose any money. Super Boost and free bets are out there as well. Weekly casino giveaways, it only costs 50 cents to spend on bet soft slots to enter. I'm telling you, at MyBookie, it's not just about taking your bets, it's about giving you the tools to elevate your game with the road to New Orleans, bowl games, Christmas Day sports betting, NFL action, NBA doubleheaders. It's your season to win. And with the 12 Days of Christmas, which starts on December 19th, so don't wait, lock it in today. Use promo code 49ERS49ERS with your first deposit. MyBookie will give you a little extra to start your holiday hot. There's a reason MyBookie has been the go-to bettor and the betting sports book of the 49ers Rush podcast for 10 years. 10 years, guys, they have been doing this. Whether it's UFC, NFL, college ball, basketball, you name it. Now, rollovers do apply, and if you have questions, make sure to ask their customer service. They are A++. But whatever you bet, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ERS49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ERS49ERS to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ERS to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game. It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us, for open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
All right, now I do also want to say one of the things that I thought was interesting all year with Nick Sorensen, and I think everybody's starting to realize, early on everybody was like, man, Nick Sorensen, you know, it's the injuries. And I don't think that this team is as talented, especially defensively, as they were last year. But, for example, just a couple stats that are insane to me about Nick Sorensen. Zero teams the entire 2024 season, 17 times, all 17 games, teams scored in the fourth quarter against us. Every single time. So we didn't shut one team out just in the fourth quarter. Last year under Steve Wilks, 11 times. 11 times we blanked teams in the fourth quarter. 11. You go from 11 to zero. 11 to zero. Also, I think the Cardinals went 4-for-4 in the red zone today, which continues the historically worst of all time since they started charting red zone performance percentages back in 1999. The 49ers are the worst ever. So, you know, from 1999 to today, the absolute worst. And it's not like, yeah, there are injuries and we are missing players, but that's not the issue. The issue is it's coaching. How many busted coverages do we continue to have today? Multiple times. How often do we telegraph man coverage and just get abused on there and that happens? Don't you love drunk people? I love it, man. Anyway, so like I think it's It's just so frustrating and kind of monotonous that we saw these same things never get fixed. And I've seen enough. And again, I'm going to keep harping this point. In the past, the 49ers have not had an advantage of – they've had the huge disadvantage. They're hiring people after the NFC Championship, after the Super Bowl, when all 30 other jobs are kind of filled. Well, now you do not have that opportunity. So if you're on the fence about Sorensen, understand you have a quality talent pool to draw from because everybody's getting fired right now. Jared Mayo just got let go today. All kinds of coaching staffs are going to be making changes. They are going to be quality defensive coordinators. Robert Saleh's out there. I know that's who everybody wants. I don't think Saleh's bringing back. They're going to bring him back. I would love for them to. I just don't think that's going to happen. I wish it would. But Schwartz, I don't care. Go get Pete Kwiatkowski from Texas. Good Lord. I know it's a different scheme, so probably not. But I don't give a damn. We know Sorensen's not it. And I know somebody's going to be like, he only coached 1 year. He could improve. He can't get worse. He can't get worse. We know he's the worst. We know he is the worst. This is the second most expensive defense in the NFL. And you were dead last. This was worse than the Dennis Erickson years defensive coordinator. It was worse than Tom Sula. It was worse than Singletary, Chip Kelly, literally the worst. You've got Fred Warner. You've got Nicholas John Bosa and some other Bernardo Green. That dude balled out. It sucks that he got injured. No, changes have to happen. They have to happen. You have the worst kicker in the NFL, despite being the highest drafted kicker in the NFL. That's the whole thing. Changes just have to happen. And I'm just glad, and I hope the reason why I redid this whole show was I really hope that people understand and feel like I'm glad this season's over. You put it behind. It's time to rebuild. And I know people are going to say, well, the championship window's closed. And I don't buy into those arguments. I believe if you get into the playoffs, you have a championship opportunity. I truly do believe that. There's 14 teams that are in the playoffs. The Niners aren't one of them. But, man, for people that are like, oh, the championship window's closed, I don't buy that. You get into the playoffs, crazy shit happens all the time, and I think the 49ers can get to that point. So I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, it's done. I don't believe that. You have way too many key pieces with a super quality draft that you just did, and you have 11 draft picks in the upcoming draft, and you're picking 11. There's no way that the Super Bowl window is closed. That makes zero sense. I just don't understand that. Now, you could have the belief that, well, Kyle can never win one. Well, he almost did. A couple plays bounced a different way. Different things happened. You know what I mean? You walked off the field in the Super Bowl with the lead 3 times in the fourth quarter in overtime. And so, man, make a couple more plays defensively, special teams. Don't get your field goal blocked. It's what it is. Like, I think they're still there. So I'm not one of those that's doom or gloom. You guys know me. The opportunity is there. The opportunity is there. You have such a great foundational team. You really, really do. And so I think you can build around that. And I hope they start protecting Brock Purdy. Get an offensive tackle, please. Please get an offensive tackle. A center. Let's do those things. So anyway, you know I love you guys. It's been a crazy season if you're still with us, man. You guys, the loyalty, we call you all the faithful for a reason. And, man, Niners fans showed up this weekend. I wasn't sure. Hosted the events out here in Arizona, but I want to say thank you to Gary, you know, in the Arizona chapter. They were just freaking unbelievable. We had 300-plus people here yesterday with William Floyd. We had another 100 for our tailgate today in a meaningless game. Why? Because of the community, because of fans, because of all those things. And I love that. And we're working to set up. We're going to be hosting a huge draft event in San Francisco area, somewhere around the Bay. I've got a long list of venues. So we're going to be processing through that. So that's going to be the next big thing. Now, the 49ers Rush Podcast, we're not going anywhere. We'll be here all offseason. Draft content, looking forward to players, football 101, trying to teach and educate and build a community that way. But I'm thankful this season's over. I'm very thankful. I can't wait for a day off. And I'm going to go skiing and all those things. But I love you guys, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity to continue doing this job. And so thank you, especially those of you that watch this show twice, whenever it cut off. Oh, look at this. Look at Shane right there, man. He says, we love you, John. Can't wait till next year. Shane, you're the best, man. Arizona people, second to none. So anyway, love you guys. And it sucks, but it's over. And until next time, you guys know what it is. Stay strong, faithful.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.